Hello, fellow moviegoers. I'm Joey Ardo, and this is the Popcorn Journal for the week of April 11th, 2006.
What are you doing? Come on, this ain't no bank robbery!
They lived happily ever after. You can't get more satisfying than that.
Something's wrong with me.
On this week's edition, The Bank Heist, The Meltdown, and The Worms in Their Brains, I'll take a look at the star-studded drama Inside Man, the animated sequel Ice Age 2, The Meltdown, and the horror comedy Slither. But first I'd like to introduce the new format of the Popcorn Journal. Fresh editions will now be released on a weekly basis with several new segments creating a complete entertainment program. Each edition will begin with a wildcard segment which can range from personal career updates and movie theater experiences to entertainment news and Ask Erdo, which is basically a segment devoted to answering your questions about movies. You could submit questions for Ask Erdo via the email address that I provide at the end of every edition. Next up will be the core of the Popcorn Journal, the movie reviews, followed by my report on that week's DVD releases. I will then present the popcorn pick for that week, which does not necessarily have to be a movie I've discussed on that week's edition. The only requirement is that it is a movie that comes highly recommended by me. Finally, I'll end every edition with a different sign-off each week. So let's move on to my reviews of some of the movies now in theaters. I'd like to begin with Inside Man, which is the new movie directed by Spike Lee. It's basically a bank heist movie, starring Denzel Washington as a detective. Clive Owen plays the bank robber, and Jodie Foster plays a woman that ends up getting involved at the request of the bank manager, bank owner, to oversee the proceedings, make sure everything goes smoothly, and also ensure the safety of a specific safety deposit box. Make sure that stays intact. Now, I did not very much like Inside Man. I thought that it was a little bit slow. It's intelligent like an award season drama, but it's not very compelling. It's halfway in between, in my opinion, an award drama and a summer blockbuster. And riding the fence on that, it's not very wise. You're going to isolate much of your audience because it's just not very interesting in my opinion. I'm giving it two kernels. I'm being a little bit hard on it, but you know, if it couldn't keep my interest, it's bound to not be able to keep many other people's interests. It's been playing in the theater for a few weeks now, been doing very good at the box office, getting good reviews from other critics, but I don't see its appeal. So I'd like to move on to Ice Age 2, The Meltdown now, which is the sequel to the computer-animated family flick that Fox released a few years ago. It stars the voice talents of Ray Romano, John Leguizamo, and Dennis Leary as the prehistoric pals from the first movie, Manny, Sid, and Diego. You've got a new character in this one. Her name is Ellie. She's a mammoth, much like Manny, and she's voiced by Queen Latifah. My main problem with this stems from its tendency to use religious themes in a very inappropriate way. I'm not sure why they're there, even. There's themes of the parting of the Red Sea, Noah's Ark. You know, these animals are trying to get to a boat because the land, the icy land, is melting into oceans, and then you've got Manny and Ellie, who are basically Adam and Eve in a way, because they're trying to their goal is to repopulate the mammoth population, because they think that they're the last of the mammoths. And then you've also got a part near the end, I don't know why, but there was a part where the score kind of morphed into a Way in a Manger type tune. Just didn't fit. Beyond the religious themes that were inappropriate, the movie is a little bit slow, so kids are bound not to follow it completely. Adults may find it way too simplistic. It's got the same flaws as the first one. The character development is really not there. The storyline is not impressive. The animation is not nearly as great as some of the other computer animated family flicks that we've seen recently. It's all right. It's a safe watch, but I can't recommend it as a must-see. If you like the first one, go ahead and go see this one. I'm giving it three kernels. Finally, I'd like to take a look at Slither, which is a new comedy horror flick, starring Elizabeth Banks, and she's playing a woman named Starla Grant, whose husband, Grant Grant, played by Michael Rooker, gets stung by some sort of alien creature, and he ends up becoming a mutant monster. Starla ends up calling on Bill Pardee, who is played by Nathan Fillion of Serenity, and to help find her husband, as Grant Grant goes around eating livestock and pets. The movie itself, it's not as great as I thought it would have been. I've been looking forward to Slither ever since I first saw the trailer last year. It had a very catchy trailer with the images from the movie, the bloated woman, the slugs inching up a bathtub, as well as Grant Grant in total mutant form. It's a very appealing movie. It's got a little bit for everyone. If you're a horror fan, you'll like it. If you're a comedy fan, you'll get a few laughs out of it. It doesn't play it straight, which is a nice change. And I don't think with this material they could have played it straight. It does a great job, but overall, if you've seen the trailer, you've seen the best parts. I was a little bit disappointed in Slither, mainly because I had seen the best parts after the trailer. But overall, it is still a decent movie. I'm giving it 3 kernels. I really wish that I could have gave it a higher recommendation, but overall, it's not something that I can recommend definitely going out to see. If you're a horror fan, check it out. Otherwise, check it out on video. I'll talk about it in DVD releases when it comes on DVD, which may be sooner than you think, considering it's doing really horrible in the theater. Speaking of DVD releases, now on to them. I'd like to begin with Fun with Dick and Jane, which is the comedy starring Jim Carrey and Tay Leone about a couple that have to resort to a life of crime to support each other. It was one of the funniest movies of last year, in my opinion, and it's a laugh riot for a while. At the end, when they try to circle back the plot, it loses some steam, loses some of its fresh wit. But I gave it 4 kernels last year, and I do recommend you see it on DVD if you didn't see it in the theater. A movie that I wouldn't recommend you checking out at all, in any form, is Wolf Creek, which is a horror flick about a group of teens that go on a road trip, break down, and then a trucker stops and is going to help them. He ends up having some ulterior motives, and the blood shower commences. It was number 5 on my least favorite flicks of 2005 list. I only gave it 1 kernel. It's a very boring movie, very amateurish. The first hour is basically these teens, their lives. We don't care about them. There's absolutely no reason to care about these teens. And then the last half hour, 20 minutes, they go in and chop them up. It's not very interesting at all. We've got a lot better horror movies out there, like Saw and Hostel, so don't check out Wolf Creek, even if you're a fan of those. Okay, so finally, let's take a look at my popcorn pick for this week, which is Tamra, a movie I didn't talk about on this week's edition, but I did give you an early review of it last week. It is a new horror movie from the creator of Final Destination, Jonathan Reddick. It stars Jenna Dewan as a girl in high school that is very unpopular. She's into witchcraft. She ends up dying in a tragic accident involving a bunch of bullies, and then she comes back to life, has her revenge, kind of like Carrie. It's got a little bit of everything. It's got drama, suspense, horror. You know from the fact that Jonathan Reddick is created it, there's got to be some really great death sequences, and there really is. There's a scene involving an eyeball, speak no evil, hear no evil, see no evil. It's great. I highly recommend it. It was about to go to DVD, direct-to-DVD release, but internet buzz helped it generate enough interest to make it to the theater. It's been in a few theaters since February, the bigger markets like New York and LA, and it's finally made its way to Arizona and a few other markets. So if it's playing in a theater near you still, or if you see it in the next few weeks, definitely go check it out. I'm giving it 4 kernels. Now, you can access my full reviews of all the movies I discussed on this edition, download and listen to additional podcasts, and view instructions on how to subscribe to The Popcorn Journal via iTunes at thepopcornjournal.blogspot.com. I invite you to comment on what you've heard on The Popcorn Journal, make suggestions on what you'd like to hear, and submit questions for Ask Erdo by sending an email to thepopcornjournal@gmail.com. So that wraps it up for this edition. Until next week, silence is golden.